Show with Kate Lawler.
Hi, so this week I have been winding various members of my family up with a new toy here in the studio that makes your voice sound completely unrecognisable. Today's victim, my big sister Kelly. Here is what happened when I called her and pretended to be a bloke from the council. This is me. Genuines.
Hello, could I speak to Kelly Lawler, please?
Speaking.
Hello, I'm James from Bromley Council. Have you got 5 minutes, please?
Yeah, 1 second, minute, hold on. Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Sorry, I'm calling because we've had a few complaints about the noise coming from your property on the weekends.
On the weekends?
Yes. Apparently you're having quite a few parties lasting to the early hours of Sunday morning.
Haven't had a party here. But the last time I had some people over was New Year's Eve.
Okay, can I just get some details of that party, please?
Of course you can, yeah.
What time did the party start?
Started at about 8 o'clock.
And what time did the party
About 2 o'clock.
Okay, Kelly, and what type of music was pumping out of your speakers?
House music.
Right, 1 second, please. Okay, roughly how many people attended the party?
I don't know, about 10.
Did any of these 10 people at any point strip naked and run out into the street shouting the word cowabunga?
No.
Right. Did you get the green warning we sent you by letter?
No.
Okay. With the Bromley Council, we issue 3 warnings. A green warning, an amber warning, and a red warning. I'm going to now issue with an amber warning. The amber warning states that any more noise, i.e. loud footsteps...
Loud footsteps? Is that a joke?
No, Miss Lawler, this isn't a joke.
Loud footsteps?
Yes, loud footsteps and dropping objects.
Dropping objects? I've got 2 children. I can't stop them from if they drop something. I live in a house, not a flat.
Toilets flushing, doors closing, babies crying, children generally playing, and kitchen appliances, washing machines, blenders, etc. So I'm now going to issue with an amber warning. If you get a red warning, we do have the right to evict you, Kelly.
Off. You're winding me up. Who is it?
This isn't a wind-up. This is James from Bromley City Council. If you'd like to call me back on my personal line, it's extension 8657.
Right, hold on. Let me take your number because I'm going to phone back because I don't think this is right.
Also, someone's fly-tipped a fridge at the bottom of your road and the neighbours who have complained believe it's probably you who's done it.
So someone's basically, you're telling me someone's complained about having parties, footsteps, washing machines, light switches.
General talking as well. It's quite
general
loud
talking.
Coming
well,
from
my
upstairs.
My husband has got a really loud voice, so yeah, that's fair enough.
Children generally playing with loud toys.
No, they haven't got any loud toys, so that's a lie.
Apparently they have also heard blenders being used.
Haven't even got a blender.
At unsociable hours.
Haven't got a blender. Don't even own a blender.
Can you explain the fridge?
Well, if someone's done that, they're tramps, because I don't do things like that. I would never take a fridge and leave it at the end of the garden. That is a complete lie.
We do have the right to issue a red warning if there are any more parties.
Give me a red warning then. Come round. I don't care. I just think this is complete...
I don't appreciate that tone of voice. If you could just calm down.
I don't care. I'm not being funny. You just phone me up and saying I'm having house parties every weekend, which is bullshit. The last one I had was New Year's Eve, which I'm not being funny. Anyone to complain about a party on New Year's Eve is ridiculous. I don't even own a bloody blender.
You should consider owning a blender, they're very good. Fly tipping is against the law, and we have every right to issue with a red warning as you're being very rude.
Right, can I have your number, please?
Okay, if you'd like to call me back, that's fine.
Okay, I will do.
020-8313-4450, extension 8657. My name is James.
Need some.